Hey there, welcome to Ding the Bell. I am Ding.
I'm the Bell.
We're two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track. That's Yay! Right. Anyway, welcome back. Oh my gosh, another episode. Can you imagine after being gone for several weeks? Whose fault is that?
You.
Why?
Ding, because I was so professional and trying to arrange a recording so many times, and I really approached you so many times, and
your door is open by itself. There's a ghost in your house. Your door opened by itself.
Oh my god! Paranormal!
Did you see it?
I did it.
It opened. Now your light is swinging. Something is swinging in the back like a bell. Look behind you. What is that? What is that thing that's swinging?
Nothing is behind.
You have a mirror or something, and there's something swinging like that. Ding, ding.
What is it?
Oh my gosh, maybe you have to have the investigator to come look at the video. Oh my god.
You know,
You should look at the video and see why the door opened. Was it Paul? No, what's his name?
James?
Was it James?
I think it was James.
Because the door opened and then something started swinging.
This was swinging. The calendar was on that.
No, not that. Like behind you. Behind you, there's... Oh, was that the calendar? That was the calendar. Okay.
Hey, trust me. I can feel it if there's any ghost. And this house has nothing. I don't feel anything.
Okay.
However...
Yes?
Your basement has something.
I know. I can tell. I talked to them.
Yeah, and then like especially in a bathroom area.
No.
Anywhere, especially like a water area, it's easy to attract those kind of things.
Oh my gosh, are you Zach Megan?
Yes. And then, even the Bible said don't believe any spirits.
What do you mean?
In the Bible verses said don't believe, whatever, I had to read it because I could remember it. Anyway, I believe ghosts, right?
Uh-huh.
And I think after people died, there is a spirit, like their thought, everything stayed in this earth. That's why it's there. So whenever I go into like houses, I can sense it. I can't see it, but I can't feel it. Weird like feeling, you know. Mm. I get a headache, like a shoulder ache. I'm going to talk to the paranormal people.
I know, that would be exciting, I think.
I can't wait.
But this week, our topic, what is our topic this week? This week, we're going to talk about snow. So we're going to talk about snow this week.
Can you make the face again?
What face?
Snow face.
Snow. Is that what I make? I don't even know what I make because when I have to play the sound effects, I have to turn to a different app. So I don't see my own face. So I didn't even know what
very,
I make.
Very, very bitchy.
Anyway, okay, so no. You gotta tell people why I can't do recordings because I was busy at work, right?
Yes.
Do you know when I'm busy? Do you know when I'm busy? What do I do?
At your work,
yes,
you walk so fast at a hallway with your boots.
With my boots, I go click, clack, click, clack, click, clack, and then I have all my bags. I have like my computer bag, and then my purse, and then my lunch bag, and sometimes I hold like a stack of paperwork, and I'll be like click, clack, click, clack, click, clack, walking so fast. I'll go out walking because I work on the 6th floor and I have to go up to the meeting at the 9th floor and then I have to go out and drive to a different building. I'm like, click, 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 so busy. And I just imagine that when you see me, you will surely laugh until you die.
Why are you so busy?
Oh, well, because I'm busy. I have to work.
Oh.
Yes. Actually, next time when you come see me, right, I'll show you some of my work.
Oh, really? Yeah, I want to see it.
Because I think you will appreciate it.
Oh, good, good.
Because since it's video production, you enjoy it.
Oh, I wish I can do a thing like that.
Oh, it's click, 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 click. Did you know that I direct videos now? So
you told me. You did one, right? Or you did two?
I think when we talk, I did two. I have more now. But
because you completed the kind of high expectation production, and you did so well. Higher, you know, position person was very pleased with your work. That's why more work is coming to you.
Yes, yes, yes. But it's good. It's a lot of work and a lot of planning, a lot of stuff.
The facial.
I didn't know what it was.
You anyway, said what you did. You look at my face. Busy.
Wait.
Kind of like, this is fun. This is like, that's what you did.
Okay, so even though it's like so busy, but I enjoy it. Anyway, so let's not talk about my work. Save it for our real personal conversation, not online. So, let's talk about snow.
We had a big snow.
Oh my gosh, has this been the most snow you've ever seen in Kansas City, or
what?
Do you
know how many inches? It was like 16 inches.
Oh, it's 16 inches away at you guys' place?
Yes, yes.
Oh my
16
God.
Inches.
We have about...
2 meters.
We have probably like 13 inches, maybe.
Oh, wait, I lied. 8 inches.
Did James tell you? Or did you just remember?
He said eight.
Is he in the room with you?
No, no. I doubled up. 8 inches.
Why did you lie?
I didn't lie.
Why did you lie?
I didn't lie.
Why did you make up? You were just like all the men on the internet. Always double the inches.
Then your sizes? Wow, your sizes. They put
exactly.
Double.
Yes.
How many girls did you sleep? Eight. Yes. Technically, only four.
Two.
Oh, wait, two.
I know. So, yeah, so
did
like.
Did you know that?
Know what?
If guy said the number, it less likely, like, I think you should minus two. If girl said the number, we should plus two or something.
Oh, yes. Or we call it the internet inches. So it's like somebody say, oh, yeah, you know, certain inch, you know, talking about dick size, and then they would be, they always make up and make it longer and bigger. Dick size. So anyway, so it was internet inches. Yours, of course, was lying. You said 16 inches, but we actually have 13 here. And and I'm not lying. Like, it's like a foot. Oh my gosh, it was so, like, when I step on it, it was up to my sheen. It was like up
then
high.
Maybe we had a 16 inches there because James said at least 8 inches and we had a more. Maybe we had a 16 inches.
Maybe not. But come, boy, come. Don't disturb daddy. So we have 13 inches of snow. For Kansas City, it's a lot. Of course, you know, there'll be other people saying, oh my gosh, you only have a foot. What is it? You know, like, it's not that bad. But for us, it's a lot. It's a lot. And
I
actually stay home. I couldn't go out. I worked at home for 2 days.
Me too. Thursday and Friday.
I know. So it was a lot of, and of course, trying to shovel the snow was a pain in the ass. Did you have to shovel?
My God. I helped James a little bit, and my back's so sore.
Do you have a snow blower?
No, because James said it. You know, it was too thick anyway. Snow blower won't do good, you know. But then my gym said, why do we need a snow blower? It's a free workout. I'm like, huh.
Well, that's true. That's true. Huh? Let him do it.
Yeah, but, he did it.
But I was the one who did it. And so I actually have an electric small snow shovel.
So what? Like what is that?
It's like an electric snow blower. Small one.
And so like how does it work?
You just use it on your hand. It's kind of like a weed eater, you know? Like what it does is it spins. It's almost like it's a like this big, and then it spins, and then it spins out all the snow and shoot it out really high.
Oh.
So
and then
I use that, and but yes, he said because the snow is so thick, I have to go like shave the top and then use it on the ground. So I have to do it two passes to get through.
Yeah.
But it was good. The funny thing was when I first started using it, because I bought this used, somebody sold it to me used. So when I was at my other place that's close to your house, I work at a different place. So an engineer sold it to me. So I bought it and I never used it because after I bought it, it never snowed that heavy.
Uh-huh.
Right? So it's been 2 years now since I bought that. So I never used it until yesterday. So when I put it together, I don't know why, it just won't work. Like, just like... the snow is like... just a little spit. And then when I run it backward, it started working. So I have to run it backward. And then if I twist it around, the snow would blow at my face. So, but I wasn't sure why it wasn't working. So I went on YouTube and I looked it up and I saw, oh, I'm supposed to use the other side and I have to remove this little plastic piece. I have to remove it. So I removed it. And I removed the plastic, and then it started shooting all the ice, like the snow, really high. So it started working. So that's good. So anyway, so I spent three times out shoveling the snow, including using my the electric snow shovel or snow blower. Well, it's like a snow thrower, I guess. And then I went back out again this morning, and then this afternoon again to clear it all up. And because our street, the snow was so high, it's like over a foot tall, and I shoveled the driveway. Our cars can't go out because on the street the plow came through once. And then you have the plow, like really high, right? So you can, it's like a wall blocking your driveway from from the street. So I have to go dig through all that so that our cars can go out. It was such a workout, though. I feel like I don't have to do any workout until 2015.
I read that. So question, why your James didn't do anything? He's not...
Well, he was helping me he was helping me yesterday. And and I don't want him to do it because he, you know, I don't want him to hurt his back.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but I did it. I don't mind it. I actually quite enjoy it. But, oh my gosh, I was so stinky and dirty and wet. My face was all wet and I have snot coming out. And then, like, my hair's all icicles. Like, my gloves all icicle on all over my face and my hair all has icicle. I should have taken a picture. I didn't take a picture. I was so disgusted by myself. I came in and immediately took off everything and went to the shower.
Did you? That's what James did, too. When you figure it out, like, you know, whenever when you started to use the machine, and when you say, like, it didn't really work right, like, spit, like, a little bit out, and after that, you figure it out, and the snow started shooting, did you scream, like, ah, like this?
No, I was, like, so butch. I was, like, I was so butch. Oh, let me tell you another butch thing that I did. I installed another faucet in our house.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. I fixed our ice machine. In fact, our ice maker and our freezer broke, and I bought a new one and installed it myself.
So, can you fix our sink?
Possibly.
Why don't you come over?
I don't want to, because what if I can't? You have, like, water all over your basement. It's been leaking for a while now, right? You think? Like drip, drip, drip.
Oh, you
drip.
Remember? Yeah, it's still leaking. I mean, it's not leaking, leaking, but in it.
Where
in
does it
its
leak?
Place.
Where does it leak? Is it?
You know the faucet, like the air pressure.
Uh huh. You just need a new. You either need a new washer or something in there.
Yeah, something very simple. Can you do it?
Possibly. Why can't you James do it? James should do it. He doesn't think he can. Well, anyway, boy, come sit down. Anyway,
he won't do that.
So, So, what about your snow experience?
Oh my gosh, I am horrible driving in snow.
Well, I know we talk about. Didn't we talk about that? You almost
yes,
died twice.
We did. This time, I insisted my manager. I said, I am not coming in.
Good job. Oh, you would have cried if you went in on Thursday. So
yes,
many people got stuck
yeah.
on the highway.
Uh-huh, yeah. And then I said, you know, our team, one person was on kind of flex day that she wasn't, you know, working. Mm-hmm. So we have six people in the team, and it's five of us supposed to be there. And then, you know, I said, well, too bad if we all had to be there, and then like the person who wasn't there had, she's going to be only one person who had to attend our funeral there. We're all going to be in a box.
Did you say that?
Yes. We're going to be in a box. Seriously, we cannot be there.
Oh, that's why. That's why. Remember we talked about the extreme episode?
My coworker was laughing and laughing and laughing. But anyway, so thank God we didn't have to go. And even though today we were debating who had to be there, then I said, I'm not going. Sorry, I can't go anywhere. So.
I know.
You know.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
So, what do you did you ever when you were little did you ever feel like you want to see snow, want to play with snow? When was the first time you saw snow?
I loved snow, and then like whenever winter, you know, well every winter season, my father took us, you know, me and my brother and then my cousin, we all went to the skiing.
Oh,
ski trip.
Yeah. So you've seen snow since you were little.
I did. And then like I got stuck in the elevator.
What? Were you too heavy and broke it?
No. I always made a mistake like this. Whenever adult told me, okay, stay here, don't go anywhere, I always did something. Like, what if I do this? It might be fun. So one day, my dad said, okay, stay here. And I saw the elevator. I'm like, oh, this is the elevator. Huh, let's see what's going to happen. I thought the elevator is going to just keep opening the door. As soon as I got into the elevator, the door shut. It didn't open anymore.
Oh,
and I got panicked. I pushed the button wherever. And it took me to the 12th floor. And then, like, I didn't know what to do. And then, like, I was crying and crying. And
how
this.
Old were you? 18?
I was 20.
Oh, you were 20.
I was in elementary. I think it's like maybe second grade.
Mm-hmm.
So then my father and my mom, they took the stairs and they found me. Then my mom was like, what are you doing? I was crying and crying. And oh, I hated elevator after that. Hated it.
So, but so you enjoy snow always? You just don't. Just driving is kind of bitchy, right?
I suck about skiing, but I love snow anyway.
Did you type ding the bell at ding the bell correctly? Can you check?
Yeah.
Okay, at ding the bell, because it looked like you forgot to type a G.
DINGDABLL.
Okay, looks like you typed some, but it was so blurry I couldn't quite see.
So how come my like a graphic is like opposite because of the viewer, that's how they see it?
Yes, the viewer see it correctly.
Ah.
Because to help you, if you do mirror my own video, everything is like your left is right. Right now it looks like it's mirror.
Yes.
So it's easier for you to adjust your head when it looks like a mirror because we're used to seeing that. If you do the mirror, if you click on the mirror my own video, it's a little tough because when you move right, it goes left. Do you see it?
Oh, my face is not straight. It's kind of, it's not even. My face isn't even. Look, this side is too chunky.
You're so funny. Why is my
Oh
stupid microphone?
my God.
What?
Huh?
What?
Oh, this side is so imbalanced. Let's put the mirror off. Oh, that's better.
You're crazy. That's what it looks like, right? When sometimes when I take my own picture on like on the phone, when you take it, when it flips it to the other side, it's like, oh, why do I look fat?
Yeah, why?
Because we're not used to seeing it. We're used to seeing mirror. Mirror always, we're used to the mirror reflection.
So what if I saw it?
So in reality, actually people see you fat.
Oh no! The people see my face like this?
Yes, people see you like the way you see your face flipped. So
Right now.
here's the thing. So here's the thing. I have
That's
been starting
ridiculous.
to post my face picture, and even though sometimes it looks like my face is very fat and like very puffy, but then my friend said that's you don't look any different. You look like you always do. So which means he said that it's because it's like recording when your voice, you know, you listen to your own voice, you think it's different, but it actually is the same to other people. So that's why. So whatever you think, you know, like, oh, this picture, this angle is not very good. Don't worry about it because people already saw it. People see the bad angle all the time.
I know this side, my face isn't straight.
Maybe
Now
it's
I
your
know why.
camera. Maybe it's your camera.
Do I look straight?
Yeah, I think your left side looks bigger than your right side.
Yes, why? It's a
I think it's the
swelling?
camera. Maybe it's the camera. Come in the middle. 'Cause your camera distort your face. I know it's still the same. Oh my gosh, let's stare at her. She's frozen now. Anyway, I think she's frozen. Anyway, maybe we should end the show now. The bell is gone. Okay, yeah, she's back. She's back. Okay, let's end the show now.
Okay.
We'll come back another time. Do you want to do some more shows tomorrow or what? Or is this enough? And then we'll meet again.
Are you asking me?
Yes. Oh my gosh,
We'll
you again don't pay attention to your
Okay, we'll
show. You pay attention to your own face.
Okay, we will do we will discuss offline.
Okay. All right. So thank you so much for listening and
Thank you
welcome back
so much.
again. I don't know. I feel like we should only do this when we must because I feel like when we're together, it's a different chemistry.
I know.
Right? Do
It's
you
so
feel the same?
unfun. We should do it at your studio.
Yeah, we should do it at the studio whenever we can. Maybe after we post these two shows, the weather will be fine and you'll be coming back here again.
Yes.
We'll do the show again together.
Yes.
All right. So until our next show, please come back and please subscribe to us at Ding the Bell. No, please follow us Twitter on Ding the Bell. What? Follow us on Twitter at Ding the
At
Bell.
ding the bell.
And then you can email us at dingthebell@gmail.com as well. And we hope to have Herc come on to the show to tell us about his ghost investigation.
It's gonna be next. So this is gonna be on YouTube, right? I can watch myself do YouTube.
Yes.
Ooh.
So, but this is what I'll do though. This is what I'll do. I want to get them on the show and tell us all about it. They actually, they're, you know, the name of the group is called CSI Paranormal.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Yeah. And they have a website, and he's been doing this for 25 years.
Oh.
Studied paranormal
CSI.
phenomena for over 25 years. Yes.
Oh,
What?
what was the ding
That's a ghost. CSI
ding?
Paranormal.
CSI Paranormal.
It's on Facebook also. You can go see it. CSI Paranormal. Oh, that one guy's cute. There's one guy that's very cute.
CSI.
Ooh. May I know who he is? Ooh.
Is it really paranormal?
CSI Paranormal. Ooh, this guy's. Oh, okay.
1,440. Oh, which one is cute?
Maybe we shouldn't talk about this. Ooh.
Oh.
Okay, anyway, we should stop the show. This is worse when we're not together. Oh my gosh.
Mm. I know.
Anyway, where's my video? I cannot find my Google Hangout page. Where's my Google Hangout page? Oh, here it is. Okay. All right. Until next time.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Ding, ding, ba, ding.
Oh, what was that? What the hell was that?
Ding, ding, ba, ding.
Oh, my God. What the hell was that?
Ding, ding, ba, ding.